Social application development, or self-editable applications in the 2020-somethings. There is a way to account for every feature request in a computer program, and it scares the program managers out of every large company. I mean, they just run out like their hair is on fire. Evil is not evil, as project managers would have you believe. And the evil is short for evaluate at runtime after the application has already been deployed. And that is the magic that we will be talking about this time. It is a way to create simple to expand editable applications. Its predecessor is the paste bin or the script bin. Its future, social application development, it is not as sad as it sounds. Pun intended, maybe. Allowing the end user to edit the application is only part of the story, but as you can imagine, they will be learning fast. On the other side, it means that the users can automate every tedious task, even the ones, or perhaps especially the ones, that you only need to do once every couple of years, that could save an entire afternoon of clicking. Self-editable applications are related to how Wikipedia works. Here, the articles that are editable are the components that you see on the screen. They are connected to the ancient ways of doing things, like Smalltalk or HyperCard. Pretty nice stuff. And of course, the view source in your browser. Your browser has always been inviting you to look at the source code underneath. And it is also by far the best way to learn programming, because editable applications do not hide their source code. And you know that there's going to be groups of people out there working in communities together, creating snippets, and maybe authors even publishing entire cookbooks with recipes on how to improve programs. It's an amazing idea, I am telling you. And it is a bad idea to give you an example right here without a working implementation. But since one does not exist, if you can just give me a couple of paragraphs, I can do it quickly. Allow me to just describe the old login box with just username, password, and a login button. Normally, the developer instantiates three user interface controls, two input boxes, and a button. They may sometimes even drag it from a collection of reusable components, depending on how pampered their programming language is. But in self-editable programs, we have to dynamically construct the username, password, and login button at the time the user interface loads, at runtime, when the program is being used. So we need a list of what makes up a login box, a tiny function to loop around the list and dynamically instantiate the controls. We must first ask what type of a control is needed at this point in the loop, and then fetch that out of the internals of the program, which needs to contain all the things that are needed or potentially needed at runtime. It is easy and almost natural in JavaScript, especially with Svelte and above all with the document object model. But many other languages frown upon this like no tomorrow. They are crafted to demand to know ahead of time what objects you will require and precisely where. Object-oriented programming is a pretty good idea, but it has been crushed to provide a somewhat false sense of security, and the price is that none of the modern OOP languages are all that useful. And the JavaScript is also unique where it comes to code editors. And you can add one anywhere in your web application. That's not always the case with other languages. A lot of them do not have a code editor written in the same language. Code editors highlight parts of code, all the little brackets and quotes, and they may provide some, sometimes, useful features. Without a question, they are a big deal. And when it comes to self-editable applications on any scale, they are a strict requirement. When editing a list of controls, be it in code or something more portable like JSON, it is very useful to have a content-aware text editor, that's what a code editor is, that will highlight programming features for you, that will guide you forward. Without it, everything has the same color and you can't catch errors ahead of time. The editing just feels wrong. Finally, imagine a tiny edit button marked by a tiny cute little pencil icon in every corner of every user interface feature in your application. Property panes, input forms, drop-down menus and menu bars, where you can click it and first observe how things work. And then, as you get used to it, as you expand your ideas, start editing, customizing, and even sharing your customized features. It is downright sad that social application development does not yet exist outside of this little poem. But maybe you will be the first to correctly implement the idea and change the world.